You want to know what the state of the union is? We're fracked. We are $14 trillion in debt. We're cutting teachers' jobs left and right. And I'm not talking about a few. We're talking about a lot of teachers' jobs. Police officers' jobs are being cut. Firefighters' jobs are being cut. And we're supposed to be thinking, oh, the economy is turning around. Bull crap it is. We are seriously screwed, people. We owe a lot of money to China, a lot of money to Saudi Arabia, two countries that don't exactly like democracy. And are sort of, the only reason they like us is because we owe them money. I mean, and here's the thing. Why the hell is it that we don't understand that freezing spending ain't the problem? It's cutting spending. Even the Defense Department's going to have to cut spending. We're going to have to bring some of our troops home, people, because we can't afford to protect the world anymore. If we go bankrupt, then how's the world going to protect itself? It better start learning now. Okay? Because having all these troops in all these countries just ain't cutting it anymore, folks. We got to start bringing them home. And all these promises the president has made, they ain't worth a damn, frankly. Oh, light speed rail for 80% of the country by, 2025, something like that? Yeah, tell me another one. What was it, 25 years? Tell me another one, please. I'll be 65 years old when I can enjoy a fast speed rail trip to wherever the hell I'm going. Probably to hell. What the hell else is new? I don't know. I didn't even watch the speech. I read tweets of it and I was thinking, I'm glad I didn't watch the speech because I probably would have been tempted to throw my iPhone through the TV. And that would not have been a good thing. So, you want to know how we fix this country? Military dictatorship, let me be dictator. Austerity measures. Basically, we repay the freaking debt. If it hurts everybody, it's going to hurt everybody equally. Because guess what, folks? We're the ones that elected these assholes. So it's our fault. All our fault. The Republicans are just as much to blame as the Democrats. So, and we're the ones that voted for them. So guess what? Yep. We're at fault. Yep. So the Republicans can whine and complain and make their statements and all this about, oh, the president didn't address this, that, and the other. Here's the deal. Bring us more manufacturing jobs, more real jobs. Not these service industry jobs that will be gone when all of a sudden China can afford to have service industry jobs. I mean, it's just, ugh. I never thought my country would get into this kind of shape. And now, I hate to say it, we're falling down. We're no longer the top dog in the world anymore. I don't think we are. Do you? By the time I'm dead, about 40 years from now, I hope, or 50 years, I suspect we'll probably be a third world country. Ain't that a bitch? And it's all our fault. Yours, mine, and especially the assholes up in Washington. Well, there you have it. That's my State of the Union.